Blog Talk Radio.
Kind of been dancing around myself just a little bit today because it was mostly to keep myself warm because it has been cold here today. We had a little bit of snow this morning, and it's just like crazy right here in beautiful Northwest Arkansas. Coming to the entertainment studios. Oh, how's everybody doing? The phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. The phone lines are open. If you've got something you want to talk about tonight, feel free to call in. Or if you want to make a comment on something that I talk about, feel free to call on in. We got the chat room up and running, so feel free to jump in on there. We also have the email up and running, thegregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com. You can also Twitter me at ringannouncer1. I believe that's at ringannouncer1. I'm still trying to figure this Twitter thing out because I just got it up and running. So, you know, we got those forms of communications going. And basically, like I tell people, if you cannot get a hold of me, you are not trying hard enough. It frustrates me so bad when people say, well, I tried calling and I tried texting, I tried emailing. And I'm just like, hey, people, if you can't get a hold of me, you're not trying hard enough. That's just the plain, simple truth. I guess the big question of the day is, how is your NCAA basketball bracket looking? Mine's not looking too good. Me and the Midians, we were just comparing our brackets, and I got to admit, out of 27 games, so far, I've got 17 for 27. So I suck. And I'll be the first to admit it. So, by the way, for all of you Arkansas Razorback baseball fans, I'm trying to get the Midians to find me the score. 14-3 in what inning? Well, 14-3 so far is the score. I mean, Razorbacks got 9 runs in one inning, and I mean, South Kakalaka, they just haven't been able to come back. So, you know, they've gotten 3 runs to kind of put a little dent, but I'm sorry, I just don't see it happening for South Kakalaka tonight. So, as always, we're going to jump over here, get ready to go down the headlines that grab my attention for today. Once again, phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. If you want to call in and talk amongst ourselves. And we also got the email, gregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com. All right, in this big, beautiful world, I guess the big shocker of the night, and it is Florida Gulf Coast beat Georgetown 78-68. I know that messed a lot of people up. I know that messed me up. Number 13, Seed LaSalle beat number 4, Kansas State, 63-61. Ole Miss Rebels beat Wisconsin, 57-46. Now, I did pick that game, so I'm feeling pretty good about myself around that one. NBA news, Tony Parker made his return tonight after missing 3 weeks with an ankle sprain, which totaled to about 8 games. And he actually came back sooner than the Spurs expected him to. Back to the NCAA tournament, number 2 seed Duke beat Albany, 73-61. LSC Creighton beat Cincinnati, 67-63. In football, Temple beat North Carolina State. NFL news, the Baltimore Ravens are going to be opening on the road because of conflicts, or the Ravens will be opening on the road due to conflicts with the Baltimore Orioles. Not a lot of people know that the way their baseball stadium, Camden Yards, and Baltimore Ravens football fields are set up, they share the same parking lot, so there was just no way that you could have same games going on in the same day. Just no way it could happen. Even if you did schedule one for in the morning and schedule one for later in the evening, still by the time you clear everything out of the parking lot, there was just not enough time, especially tailgaters and all that stuff. In golf, Bay Hill, Arnold Palmer Invitational. Justin Rose in the lead. Tiger Woods fell a couple of slots back. He had two or three bogeys in a row finishing up his round, but he still made the cut. He's still going to make some jack over the weekend. I could caddy. I could literally caddy one round of golf a year, and I would be set for that year. The kind of money that the caddies make with their endorsement deals and everything. I talked about this a couple of weeks ago on the show. Caddies have their little endorsement deals and everything, and what the kind of money they make. I mean, it's crazy. So, that's pretty much some of the major headlines of naturally the pro days for a lot of the college seniors that are entering the draft are going on. It's getting ready. Kind of looking over some more of the headlines. Safety Ed Reed has signed with the Houston Texans. Ed Reed was a 9-time Pro Bowl, signed a 3-year, $15 million contract with Houston. He got his Super Bowl ring back last year with Baltimore, so he's not too hurting. Carolina Panthers have signed unrestricted free agent Ted Ginn from San Francisco. 1-year deal. Doesn't give the details of the year, but Panthers sign Ted Ginn, formerly of the San Francisco 49ers. Chicago Bears agreed to a 1-year contract with DJ Williams, formerly of the Broncos. I'm trying to see what the 1-year deal is worth. I don't see a money about. But I'm sure it was less than what Urlacher was wanting. So anyway, rumor coming out of Buffalo is that Buffalo offseason search for a quarterback, where they had a private workout with Geno Smith, who is a senior. He's going to be one of the top quarterback prospects available in the draft, and because the Buffalo Bills suck, they got an early draft, so, you know, they may be looking at him to help with their quarterback situation. St. Louis Rams quarterback Tremaine Johnson was arrested on misdemeanor driving under the influence in Missoula, Montana. Don't even get me started on that. Guys, how many, you would think after the situation down in Dallas last year with, I can't remember the boy's name, drinking and driving, killed his teammate, you would thought that would have sent a message about drinking and driving. It's like, come on, guys, get your heads on straight. Midians are just dancing around over in the control room. What you got for me, Midians?
Oh, the cops
came out right in the room. Ah, okay. Nothing major. Two outs. Cleveland Browns, more football news. Cleveland Browns has signed a free agent deal with Kellen Davis, the tight end, and quarterback Chris Owens for one-year contracts. Hey, you can pay me. I know I'm fat, short, and out of shape, but give me the basic, and I would be set for life. Because I know how to control my money, and I don't think I have to have the biggest house in the freaking universe. But you give me, what do the NFL rookies make now? I don't know. But you give me a one-year rookie deal, and I'm set for life. Cincinnati also signed a new contract with offensive tackle Dennis Rowland, keeping him in Cincinnati for at least another year. Doesn't show any of the technicalities of that contract. But anyway. Tennessee Titans have agreed to a one-year contract with Bernard Pollard. Seven-year veteran Pollard, he spent the last two seasons with Baltimore. So he's taking his Super Bowl ring and he's going elsewhere. All right, now we're going to jump over and look at some baseball headlines. Major League Baseball has filed a lawsuit against the Florida Clinic and its operator, accusing them of scheming to provide banned performance-enhancing drugs to players in violations of their contract. It's about time somebody go after the players, but also go after the drug, the peddlers, the doctors, whoever. New York Mets lefties Johan Santana, or is that Johan? Will start the season on the disabled list while he works to strengthen his shoulder. According to a Mets manager, he hasn't pitched a game all year. News out of Cincinnati, left-handed Aroldis Chapman is going to be bringing his 100-mile-an-hour fastball out of the bullpen again. Cincinnati decided to keep Chapman as a closer, and Cueto is going to be moving into the starting row. So, once again, baseball starting to make up some of their decisions. Padres right-handed pitcher. To have Tommy John surgery Casey Kelly is going to have Tommy John surgery. He's going to be out for the next season. So that's pretty much here. Let's go down and look at the transactions. Cleveland signed Scott Barnes to the minor leagues. As expected, shortstop Edgar Renteria has retired. Texas relief pitcher Yoshinori Tateyama has been released by Texas. And starting pitcher Corey Kluber for Cleveland was designated to the minors. So, once again, baseball, they're about 2 weeks away from getting started, 10 days, somewhere in that neighborhood. Oh, forgot to go down the scoreboard. Let's run down the scoreboard real fast. Philadelphia beat Atlanta 7-6, Detroit, Washington 4-3, Toronto, Boston 1-0, Baltimore 6, TB 3, Yankees 9, Twins 7. Astros 3, St. Louis 2, Pittsburgh 6, Tampa Bay 4, Cubbies 4, Milwaukee 1, Kansas City 13, Angels 9, Cincinnati 6, Dodgers 5, Colorado 14, Texas 9, Frisco 11, Colorado 6, Mets 4, Miami 2, and then games getting started. Here is in the next couple of minutes, Shy Sox against Oakland, Seattle, San Diego, and Zona, and Cleveland. Did I say what I think I said? Midians aren't listening to me.
Sorry.
Thank you. Midians are over there looking at me like, huh? You know, everybody knows I am not a big Houston fan. I'm an Oregon fan. I love 500 football uniforms to score, pick from. Let's see. So, former New York Knicks guard Ray Williams dies at age 58. Still getting the details on that story. Nothing real big coming out of the NBA. NBA transactions for today. Shavik Randolph, Boston power forward, contract extended to a multi-year deal. Chris Quinn out of Cleveland was signed as a free agent. In Utah, as I mentioned, waived Travis Leslie, and DJ White signed by Boston for the rest of the season. On your preseason schedule today, Indiana 102, Milwaukee 78. Oklahoma City 7, Orlando 89, Toronto 99, Raptors 94. Were there really Raptors in Toronto? That's what I want to know. I can understand you wanting to name your team with something that's kind of close to your area, but were there really Raptors in Toronto, or did they just pick a name out their butt? You know, just a question. Not hating, just asking. Portland, 104, Atlanta, 93, Miami, 103, Detroit, 89, 3 minutes, 20 seconds remaining in the ball game, Hornets, 82, Memphis, 75. Now, see, that's a perfect example right there. I don't ever see a bunch of Hornets down in New Orleans. I've only been there once. I saw a crapload of Pelicans. So I can understand New Orleans wanting to change their name to the Pelicans. Kind of makes sense. Let's see, on with the scoreboard. Houston, 116. Cleveland, 78. 4 minutes, 50 seconds in the third quarter. Dallas, 69. Boston, 59. 8 minutes, 10 seconds remaining in the ballgame. Utah, 71. Spurs, 68. Ball game first period, 7 minutes, 23 seconds remaining in the first. Minnesota, 11. Phoenix, 8. And out there on the left coast, out in La La Land, Lakers going to take on the Washington Bullets. Are they still the Bullets or are they the Wizards now? I know they were the Wizards for a while. Did they stay Wizards, or did they go back to Bullets? Because I know there was a couple of games last year. Yeah, they're still Wizards. They're just wearing the old Bullets uniforms. Bullets made more sense in Washington. Anyway. Oh, a lot of great stuff going on. Why is NBC going to air Jim Sandusky's interview? He got caught fondling little boys. Oh, hey, that reminds me of the story I was going to talk about. And yet they're going to give the slime ball more airtime. Put him in jail, leave him in jail, till his yin-yang falls off. You know, nobody wants to hear out of this creepo. There is nothing Jerry Sandusky can say that, you know, there's nothing Jerry Sandusky can say that's going to change people's opinion about him. I'm sorry, he was found guilty, and so, I mean, he just needs to go away and leave us alone. If I could get an amen from the congregation. Oh, I forgot the Midians can't talk. They just kind of look at me funny. Alabama has officially hired Bill Battle as athletic director. Big news coming out of Louisville. Louisville Cardinals defensive line coach Clint Hurt has been placed on administrative leave while preparing to answer allegations of violations he committed while with the Miami Cheaters, or Miami Hurricanes. So it'll be interesting to see how that comes out. Let's see. Big news coming out of Opelika, Alabama. Alabama fan Harvey Updike Jr., who poisoned the iconic Toomer's Corner oak tree on the University of Auburn campus, have been sentenced to 3 years in prison. Okie dokie. I mean, I'm all for, you know, I'm all for team spirit and all that stuff, but don't go desecrating another other team's property. You know, yeah, maybe it's probably fun if the other team has a cannon or something. Yeah, go, you know, harmless fun, go kidnap their mascot, bring it back unhurt. You know, I'm all for things like that. But don't go doing anything that's going to harm something. I mean, it's stupid. News out of Michigan. Michigan linebacker Jake Ryan was injured during spring practice, and he's going to be out indefinitely with a torn ACL. He was injured Tuesday night. 88 tackles last season, 4.5 sacks, and he forced 4 fumbles. He was a Big Ten second team player. So, thoughts and prayers go out to Jake Ryan. Hope he gets better soon and he's able to come back and continue playing. As I mentioned last night, Alabama and Wisconsin have agreed to open the 2015 college football season at Cowboy Stadium. And as I mentioned last night, Mountain West and ESPN have agreed on a 7-year deal to broadcast football and men's basketball games, plus all the boys' fans. Oh, that's great. That's what we need. Boise State forced down our throat. Who is the bright genius? I mean, I'm sorry, people, but not everybody on this planet is a Boise State fan. So why televise all their home games? Unless you live in that part of the country, nobody else wants to see Boise State every freaking home game. Just like NBC, not everybody is a freaking Notre Dame fan. So we don't want to see Notre Dame each and every weekend. Give us some variety. Kind of like WTBS, when they were bought out by whoever, and they suddenly think that the entire planet is New York Yankees fans. I'm sorry. Not everybody on the planet's a New York Yankees. We don't want to see every freaking game that they play. Okay, soapbox for the night. They're going, yay! Let's see. Anything else going on that we need to talk about? No. Let's look at the brackets and let's see what's going on. And today's NCAA tournament action in the Midwest region. Duke defeated Albany 73-61. Creighton defeated Cincinnati 67-63. I did not see that. That was one I missed. In the West region. Hold on. Slow down. Take a drink. In the West region, Mississippi 57, Wisconsin 46, LaSalle 63, K-State 61. I'm going to send my sympathy out to my friend Joyce. She's a big Kansas. Oh, wait a minute. No, she's a Kansas Jayhawks fan. Okay, never mind. Ohio State 95-70 over Iona. 7 minutes, 3 seconds in the first half. Iowa 21, Notre Dame 19. As we go down to the South region, the Big Shot on the West Coast beat Georgetown. UNC beat Villanova. Florida 79, Northwestern State 47. 3 minutes, 41 seconds in the first. Oklahoma against San Diego, 35. 11 minutes, 20 seconds in the first half. Kansas, 12. Western Kentucky, 10. And 18 minutes, 17 seconds in the first half. The ball game is scoreless between Minnesota and UCLA. And we run out to the East region. Ball games look like, hold on, my screen just reset. Hold on, here we go. As we jump out to the East region, Temple 76, NC State 72, Miami, Florida 78, Pacific 49, Indiana 83, James Madison 62, and Illinois 57, Colorado 9. What is wrong with some of the sick, twisted people in this world today? The minions over there, they know what I'm going to talk about. I can't leave it alone. Let me find a story here. Unless they already took it off, which wouldn't surprise me. Anyway, a former cheerleader, I'm going to say former cheerleader because if she wasn't, she is now. Former cheerleader for the Tennessee Titans has been arrested for sexually propositioning a 12-year-old little boy. Her excuse is that she was drunk and she thought it was somebody else. I'm not buying that story, okay? I'm sorry. I don't care. Unless he is a basketball player that plays center, he might pass for an adult male. But I just do not see a 12-year-old boy passing for an 18-year-older adult male. Yeah, sick world. I mean, sick world. Go away. If it is true, throw away, lock up the keys, pipe some light to her, whatever. She doesn't need to be loose on society. Here's a sad news out of the tennis world. Jennifer Capriati, one of the best tennis players back in the day, she's 36 now, has been charged with stalking and battering. I mean, it's sad to see what happens to people when they lose that light on them, some of the things they will do. I've never had this spotlight on me, so I don't have to worry about losing it. So anyway, oh, hold on. We forgot to go down and talk about some MMA. NASCAR, hold on. NASCAR is in Fontana, California this weekend. Denny Hamlin is set to pole at a speed of 187 miles an hour plus. Top 10 looks like this, starting out at the Auto Club 400. Denny Hamlin, Greg Biffle, Brad Keselowski, Kyle Busch, Matt Kenseth, Joey Logano, Truex, and Tony Stewart. The old man, Mark Martin, and Kurt Busch are going to be your starting 10. Hey, Mark Martin, he's a short little dude. They were showing, as you know, he is drives from Michael Waltrip Racing, and one of their sponsors is Aaron's Rent to Own. And I was watching one of the videos of them filming their commercials, and I could not believe how short he was. He is actually having to sit on a crate or stand on a crate, and he still wasn't taller than Michael Waltrip. And I'm not sure how tall Michael Waltrip is. Well, we do have a final out of South Kakalaka. Arkansas Razorbacks 15-3. So they take game one of a three-game set against the Crazy Chickens. Gamecocks, that's what they are. I can't think of another name for that. I'll leave it alone. But anyway, I mean, I just could not believe how short. I've always liked Mark Martin, but I just couldn't believe how short he was. Kind of crazy funny. Anyway, let's take a look once again to PGR Arnold Palmer Invitational. Bill Haas and Justin Rose tied for the lead at 9-under. John Huff, Ken Duke, J.J. Henry, and Jimmy J.J. Walker. Dynamite! Oh, maybe not the same one. 6-under. Mark Wilson and B.J. Singh and Tiger Woods at 5-under. Tiger was 7-under, but then he had a string of bogeys going into the last couple of holes. So he ended up at 5-under. And then, how do you pronounce that name? Gonzalo Fernandez Casa at 4-under. So that's your golf update for the day. Let's see. I told you last night we'd try to find some results from Bellator last night. They've been drawing great crowds and great TV audiences. I just wish they'd show us some replays. Let's see here. UFC on Fox number 8 is going to take place at Seattle's Key Arena on July 27th. TJ Dillashaw is stepping in for the injured Francisco Rivera, UFC on Fox 7. Also, Dan Hardy has been pulled out of USC on Fox 7. Jordan Mean will take on Matt Brown. Hold on, here we go. Here's our results from Bellator 93. Dave Jensen defeated Marcin Hell by unanimous decision to capture the Bellator Lightweight Tournament, banking $100,000 and a shot at the lightweight champion, Michael Chandler. So congratulations to Dave Jensen. It was a unanimous decision, 29-28, 29-28, 29-28. And another fights, Ryan Martinez defeated Travis Wolf by knockout 19 seconds of the round number one. Marcus Davis against Joaquin Spirit Wolf was ruled a no contest, unintentional illegal knee to the groin. I've been hearing a lot of, matter of fact, here it is. I've been hearing a lot of talk about this fight today. And I don't know, but a lot of people are saying that Wolf should have got the decision. Basically, the rules are if the foul happened before the completion of two rounds, the fight is ruled a no contest. If the knee happened in the third round, the judge's scorecard would be tallied and a winner would be determined. So apparently from everything I'm hearing is this happened and before the third round, and so apparently basically nobody's happy with the decision. If somebody saw the fight, I wish they would call in and give us your impression of it. Any of my MMA friends out there, 347-326-9073. If anybody saw the Spirit Wolf fight, try to get called in. Give us your opinion of it. I'm putting a message out on Facebook. I hate autocorrect. So anyway, we'll go ahead and go on with the results. Dave Vickie defeated Jesse Peterson by a guillotine choke, 18 seconds round number one. Mac Page defeated Ryan Sanders by knockout, 10 seconds of the first round. Jason Butcher defeated Jack Harmison with a triangle choke, 2 minutes 24 seconds of the first round. Mike Musatelli defeated Brent Dilligan by submission with an armbar, 248 of the first round. Joe Pacheco defeated Pierre Pierre by Americana submission, 154 of round number one. Vince Murdoch defeated John Rao by technical knockout, 4 minutes, 1 second, round number three. And John Lemke defeated Jesse Erickson by technical knockout, 2 minutes, 50 seconds in round number one. So there you go. There's your result from Bellator last night. I'm hoping somebody will call in. I personally, because I was on the air doing the show, did not have a chance to see the fight. So I'm hoping if there's somebody out there who saw the fight, might be able to call in and just kind of give us an idea of what happened in the Spirit Wolf fight. But from everything I've heard, a lot of people not too happy Clint Armstrong. I appreciate you, brother. Clint Armstrong says the fight was garbage. Spirit Wolf didn't even try to get up. Getting hurt there, yes, it does hurt, but do more than try to lay down. So, like I say, being unable to see the fight myself, it sounds like Spirit Wolf didn't even make an attempt to get up and try to continue to fight. And so that's why the fight was ruled a no contest. And, I can understand being hurt, but they give you 5 minutes. You're wearing a cup. If your stuff is still getting hurt, maybe you need a bigger cup. Don't ask me, I don't know. I just don't know. So, once again, let's talk about the fights we got coming up next weekend. March 30th, I'm going to be in Jonesboro, Arkansas for the Aries Fighting Championship. That event's going to be taking place at the NEA Fairgrounds in Jonesboro, Arkansas. When fights start, gates open. Doors open at 6, fights start at 7. I'm excited. This is a brand new promotion. And we're going to have them on the show next week talking about this big event. General admission seats are $20. Floor seating, $30. VIP sitting, $60. So if you're going to be over in the Jonesboro, Arkansas area next Saturday night, March 30th, we definitely invite you to check out that big event. We also got Strike King First Reign. That event's coming up April 6th at the Muskogee Civic Center in Muskogee, Oklahoma. Brand new promotion. This is their first event. And sounds like I was talking to the promoter over there. And, the ticket sales have been going through the roof. Ty Pilgrim, one of the promoters, and John West, we're going to try to have them on the show leading up here in the next couple of weeks, leading up to the Muskogee Civic Center. So make sure you go check them out. www.strikekingfights.com is the website where you can get your tickets in advance. And let's see here. Let me pull it up here. You can get your tickets at the Muskogee Civic Center, or you can get your tickets online at strikekingfights.com. And let's see here. General admission seats are $20, and ringside seats are $30. So, if you've never been in the Muskogee Civic Center, this is a pretty nice venue where they're going to have the fight. It holds about 3,000 people, and I will be very surprised if this arena is not full for this. This is their first event. They got another event scheduled for June. So, if you're a Muay Thai kickboxing fan, come on out and check this fight out. Some of the fighters they have. I ran down the card last night, and it's just a super crazy card, and I definitely invite everybody to come out and check it out. And then coming up, Uncivil War MMA is going to be having their next big event April 27th. At the Howard Johnson Event Center, right back in Springfield, Missouri. I love going up there. I think outside of Memphis, Tennessee, Kansas City, and St. Louis, Springfield is one of my other, and Dallas, I can't forget Dallas, Springfield is one of my cities. I love going there. Once again, Uncivil War 12 will be their next big event. And once again, that is April 27th. You can go to uncivil-war.com for ticket information. And once again, the doors open at 6, fight start at 9. Proceeds from all ticket sales are going to go to the Wounded Warrior Project. I'm trying to, let's see. Right now, let's see here. I'm trying to pull up the information for this show. I mean, this is going to be a great event. I'm trying to find the show. I keep losing. I keep losing the card. I'll be the first to admit it. I need to tag it better. So anyway, we'll try to pull it up hopefully sometime before the show and get a mention on it for you. But it's once again just going to be another great event. What they're doing is at least one fighter in every fight, and they're going to have about 18, 19 fights on this card, and at least one fighter in every fight is a veteran of Gulf War or a military veteran. So definitely excited about that. And we're definitely going to be getting them on here to talk more about the event. Here we go. I found it. And it's just going to be a great card. So definitely invite everybody to come over and check it out. And, we're going to get Eric back on the show. I like having Eric on the show and talk about that event coming up. And so, once again, that's going to be April 27th at the Howard Johnson Event Center. And then, of course, May 18th with Armel Nunnally and the folks at High Spot or High Foot Combat Sports. We're going to be going up there for Gladiatrix Rising is going to be their event that we're doing up there. Gladiatrix Rising, excuse me, all-female show, May 18th at Presser Hall. Doors open at 5, and the show will start about 6 or 7. And so that's in Mexico, Missouri. So we invite everybody to come up and check that event out. So that's pretty much all we got coming up in the area. You know, there's other great promotions. I definitely encourage you, if you live in an area where there's some MMA events going on and you want to see some good up-and-coming MMA fighters, then all I can say is that get down there and check out some of those promotions, guys. You never know, some of the fighters that you see on there, you may be seeing in the future with Bellator or UFC. A perfect example is a young lady who fights with the Battleground fight team out of Tahlequah, Oklahoma, Katrina Killswitch Kathan. She just recently signed a contract to fight for Invicta, and I've announced some of her fights. And when she fought over in Fort Smith, Arkansas, outstanding fighter. And, I definitely see her down the road possibly fighting in the UFC. So So, like I tell you, go check out some of these shows. I know there's some other events coming up that's going to be involving some women's matches. So get out and support. Don't support the guys. Get out there and support the ladies, because now that Dana White has kind of grasped the idea of women bringing Ronda Rousey into the UFC, you're going to start seeing more and more and more and more women's only events popping up. And, you know, I think it's a great thing, you know. So definitely, I know there's going to be some fights coming up over in Tulsa, Oklahoma, at the Hard Rock, Casino over there, at the Joint, which is their venue there where they have events. And I'm going to be getting some more information on that event to pass on. So, I mean, great time to be an MMA fan. And so, but the events coming up, I mean, there's events all across the United States, overseas. I'm always talking to some of my other ring announcer buddies. Mike Markham, I believe he just recently came back from overseas announcing some events over there. And so I'm anxious to get him on the show, kind of compare American crowds to the crowds overseas, Europe, Australia, Germany, Japan, Middle East. I mean, I pretty much know from my pro wrestling days, and I've mentioned this in the past, I pretty much know about the Japanese crowds. They're just kind of docile and laid back. I've mentioned the story on the show one time before. I was watching a pay-per-view from over there, boxing. I believe it was Mike Tyson or somebody was fighting. And Michael Buffer, world-renowned ring announcer, was doing the announcing, and he goes into his "let's get ready," you know what he does. I'm not going to mention it on the air because I want to keep my money. You know, he actually pays people. Michael Buffer actually pays people to go to sporting events with a tape recorder. Because he's got that copyrighted. No other ring announcer, nobody, period, can on an open mic, on a TV show, whatever, can use the phrase, "let's get ready to rumble." Because Michael Buffer actually pays people to go to events and with a tape recorder, and if the announcers are caught on a live microphone saying, "let's get ready, blah, blah, blah," that's a $10,000 fine because he's got that copyrighted. So, anyway, back to Japan. Michael Buffer was announcing a Mike Tyson fight over in the Orient. And, you know, when he does that here in the United States or anywhere else, the crowd goes nuts. So he's in Japan, he goes through his spiel, and the crowd is silent. I mean, the crowd is literally silent, no response whatsoever. And so, I mean, I think it's crazy. So we're going to have Mike Markham. Like I say, he was just recently over in Europe announcing some fights. I believe it was over in England or somewhere. And I just want him to call in and talk about what it was like over there. I've never been overseas. I've never been to Europe or Germany. But, I just want him, on being a first-hand experience, tell us what that was like. All right, we got about 5 minutes left on the show, so we are going to go ahead and get the weekend started. I got a cold one right here in my hand. Let me take a drink. I hope everybody has a safe weekend. If you're in the Arkansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Kansas area, watch out. We're supposed to have some inclement weather. We'll be back on the air Monday night. As always, 9 to 10 p.m. Make sure you call your buddies. Make sure you call your friends. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Lincoln, Arkansas, Northwest Arkansas Bass football will be in action as they take on the Joplin Crusaders. Ball game starts at 6, so make sure you bring a jacket because it's supposed to be pretty cold tomorrow night. And let's root the NWA battle on to victory. For more ticket information for them, you can find them at nwabattle.com. And that's it. That's all for the week, boys and girls. Once again, I appreciate everybody going on the replays and listening to the replay of the show. And we will see you once again, 9 p.m. Monday night. Everybody have a safe weekend. I love you. I appreciate everybody listening into the show and calling into the show and making comments and stuff. We will see you Monday night right here on the Greg Sproul Show, right here on Block Talk Radio.